Hello, everybody. Welcome to CrossFit Lynchpin, the private track. Today is Monday, December 6th, 2021. Thanks for being a part of what we're doing. Think you're going to have a blast. If you've been around for a while, of course, thanks for your continued support. If you're new, I'm glad you're watching this video. I do them each day, watch them every day. But what you need to do is watch the other video I attached to today's training first. So pause this and watch the video entitled New to Lynchpin, watch this first. Gives you all the critical backstory so you fully understand what I'm about to talk about, it makes sense to you, and you will optimize your experience. Admittedly, it's a bit of a longer video, but you only need to watch it once and then you are good to go. I post it every Monday. Now, today's workout, so go do that. Today's workout is a heavy day at a high heart rate. Any day that we post a heavy day, a classic heavy day, or a heavy day at a high heart rate, I also include the video entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, etc. Yeah, it applies more to a classic heavy day, but there's value in there even for a heavy day at a high heart rate. So I encourage you to watch that video also. Again, you only need to watch it once. And that's from Lynchpin Conversations number 113. Let's get to today's training. Today is also our weekly For Time or Not workout, which again, you won't know what that means unless you watched the video that says New to Lynchpin, watch this first. So here we go. 5 rounds for time or not of a 500 meter row, 3 clean and jerks at 70% of your 1 rep max. Now, I said refer to May 15th, 2021. We didn't do this exact same workout, but we did heavy triples on the clean and jerk, I believe, and so that'll give you a good idea as to where you were for loading. Now, when I say for time or not, again, it's shooter's choice. You want to get after it on the rower and then do the clean and jerks under some intense metabolic duress, go for it. You want to pull more casually and just keep your body and limbs moving and use those periods on the rower as your rest between the heavy clean and jerk triples. That's a great way to do it as well. And that's exactly why it's the not for time option today. We've got other equipment conversions in case you're going to do it on something other than a rower. We have you covered. Here is what I have in mind when I write 3 clean and jerks at 70%. Your friend and mine, the squat clean, the full clean, the receiving the barbell below parallel clean, not the power clean. Even if you can power clean the weight, I would love to see a below parallel receiving position today. The full clean, the squat clean. We've got videos showing the squat clean and split jerk and the squat clean and push jerk. Either jerk will, you know, get it done, your choice on that. And they certainly don't need to be unbroken, that's for darn sure. If you do choose to do it for time, Super Fitness Robot, 14 minutes, 30 seconds or less. More likely time, upwards of 25 minutes. The wild card option today, I think some people might like this. Precisely the same as the workout of the day, but we're removing the clean and jerk, and each round has you doing 3 squat snatches at 70% of your 1 rep max. So enjoy that. If you want to work that movement a bit more, got you covered, and there's a video showing that. Scaled option today, 5 rounds for time or not. Instead of saying you have to row for 500 meters, we just put 2 minutes of rowing per meters. Whatever you get in 2 minutes, you're good to go. And then 3 power cleans plus front squats plus split jerks. And we gave you a range 50 to 70% of your 1 rep max. So what I mean when I say power clean, front squat, split jerk is instead of doing the full clean and then a jerk as the prescribed option, I still want to make it a bit easier but still give you the same range of motion and pass you below parallel. So you would do 1 power clean, which is technically less complicated than a full clean. While you have it in the front rack, front squat it, that gets you below parallel, then you do the jerk. That's considered 1 repetition. Do that 2 more times, and that's your triple that you do each round. Again, certainly does not need to be unbroken. So we have a video showing the power clean, the front squat, and the split jerk. For limited equipment crew, dumbbells, so much fun. 5 rounds for time or not of a 400 meter run and then 12 dumbbell clean and jerks. Pair of 50s for the men, pair pair of 35s for the women. And yes, for the limited equipment crew, we're not going to have them pass below parallel with the dumbbells. They're actually going to do a power clean plus a push jerk, and they're not going to be shortchanged for that. Super fitness robot time for the limited equipment, 17 minutes or less. More likely time, 27 minutes or less. No equipment workout today. 10 rounds for time, standing broad jump, as far as you can make it in 30 seconds, 15 push-ups, and then you rest 1 minute between each one of those rounds so that you can have some juice for the next set of broad jumps. We've got a video showing the push-up. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. So the first thing, there's three choices. You're just going to pick one. Either strict shoulder press, three sets of 8 to 12 reps, we have a video, or practice your descent from handstands. That's incredibly beneficial. We've got a video there, just practice it for 5-10 minutes. Or linchpin complex number 6, which is for both load and reps. Does not need to be unbroken. You choose the loading, whatever is safe but challenging and appropriate for you. And linchpin complex 6 is 30 seconds of hang power cleans, then 30 seconds of shoulder to overhead. That's one complete complex. And we say you probably do 3 complexes, resting a couple minutes between each. So you're gonna choose one of those. Then the other portion of the optional accessory work, single leg, stiff legged deadlifts, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg, video showing that. And that brings us to the cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the leg, the chest and pecs, hands behind. Both of those are accompanied by videos. Hope you enjoyed the heavy day at a high heart rate, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.